Blackstone Audiobooks presents Casino Royale by Ian Fleming. Chapter 1. The Secret Agent. The scent and smoke and sweat of a casino are nauseating at 3 in the morning. Then the soul erosion, produced by high gambling, a compost of greed and fear and nervous tension, becomes unbearable, and the senses awake and revolt from it. James Bond suddenly knew that he was tired. He always knew when his body or his mind had had enough, and he always acted on the knowledge. This helped him to avoid staleness and the sensual bluntness that breeds mistakes. He shifted himself unobtrusively away from the roulette he had been playing, and went to stand for a moment at the brass rail which surrounded breast-high the top table in the salle privée. Le Chiffre was still playing, and still, apparently, winning. There was an untidy pile of flecked 100 meal plaques in front of him. In the shadow of his thick left arm there nestled a discreet stack of the big yellow ones, worth 500,000 francs each. Bond watched the curious, impressive profile for a time, and then he shrugged his shoulders to lighten his thoughts and moved away. The barrier surrounding the case comes as high as your chin, and the caissier, who is generally nothing more than a minor bank clerk, sits on a stool and dips into his piles of notes and plaques. These are arranged on shelves. They are on a level behind the protecting barrier with your groin. The caissier has a cosh and a gun to protect him, and to heave over the barrier and steal some notes and then vault back and get out of the casino through the passages and doors would be impossible. And the caissiers generally work in pairs. Bond reflected on the problem as he collected the sheaf of 100,000 and then the sheaves of 10,000-franc notes. With another part of his mind, he had a vision of tomorrow's regular morning meeting of the casino committee.
Monsieur Le Chiffre made 2 million. He played his usual game. Miss Fairchild made 1 million in an hour and then left. She executed 3 bancos of Monsieur Le Chiffre within an hour and then left. She played with coolness. Monsieur le Vicomte de Valerin made 1 million too at roulette. He was playing the maximum on the first and last dozens. He was lucky. Then the Englishman, Mr. Bond, increased his winnings to exactly 3 million over the 2 days. He was playing a progressive system on red at table 5. Duclos, the chef de partie, has the details. It seems that he is persevering and plays in maximums. He has luck. His nerves seem good. On the soirée, the chemin de fer won X, the baccarat won Y, and the roulette won Z. The boule, which was again badly frequented, still makes its expenses.
Merci, Monsieur Xavier.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.